You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to ya. I guess you know it's not Bob already. And I got that silly landing again. You ready? Listen, the program's called Lifeline. It's here to give you a line to the life of Christ, whether it be what I say, whether you need to call up here and accept Jesus. All right, it is a live broadcast, so I'm going to teach you some foundational scriptures this week that you need to know. In the process, if you're like, man, I got this burning in me, this thing's tugging on me. I don't know if I'm right or not. I don't know if what I said when I was five counted. I don't know if what I said when I was eight. I don't know if mom and dad did this and went up front and I got, you know, dedicated. Does that count? Am I saved? If you're thinking all that, if you're like, I don't really know, then make it sure. It's easy. Just know. Call up here and say, hey, Landon, man, pray for me. Lead me to Jesus. I want Jesus to move in, take control of my life, take control of my heart, take control of my mouth. I want to be born again. As you guys talk about, born again. I want a brand new birth by the Spirit of God, which Jesus promised. And I want that Spirit to come in me and begin to teach me and train me and show me things to come, like the Scripture says. I want to be that man that's led and lives by the unction and the calling and the tugging on my heart of the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Spirit to be my foundation, man. I've tried and I just can't, you know, help me. Oh, that's fine. Call up here, 221-1100, 221-1100, 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. So if you're local, hey, 221-1100, very easy. If you're not local, 888-221-8990. Pick us up on the web. It's WCNO, WCNO.com. That's it. Click on live broadcast, listen now. I don't care where your people are. Call your people anywhere across the globe and say, hey, man, turn on your computer real quick, WCNO.com, live broadcast. The program's called Lifeline. Check these guys out. Or if you happen to miss it, WCNO.com, click on demand. Comes up on the left, click on demand. Calendar comes up. Hey, pick Saturday morning at 8:30. Program's called Lifeline. It's real easy. Click on that and you can listen to any of them. We've been on here for a long time. All right. I love you very much. Happy Saturday. Happy Easter weekend. All right, it's all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In case you don't know, it's not about the little bunny. The little bunny's just fun for the kids. And it's a lot of fun for the kids. Don't deprive the kids of Easter eggs and all the fun stuff. But listen, it's about the resurrection of Christ. Here's the deal. The whole Christian message, the whole power of the gospel, the whole power of the words of the gospel, the power of the Holy Spirit, the whole operation, the entire operation would cease to exist, would be a lie and a myth, such as Zeus and Hercules and if Christ wouldn't have come up out of the grave and rose with a brand new resurrection power available to us. When he resurrected, that's a big deal. Because he said, look, I'm going to go on the ground 3 days and I will rise again. And when I do, I will give you the Holy Spirit. I will send him. Because I do this, I'll rise to the right hand of the Father. And when you see that happen, you know that I am who I say I am. That I had the power over death, hell, and the grave. No disease, no sickness, nothing can stand against my resurrection power. So now I'm going to send this power to you through my own Spirit. And I'll call him Holy Ghost. I'll call him Holy Spirit. I'll call him Spirit of Truth. Those are all names for my Spirit. He is the Spirit of Truth. He's a Holy Ghost. You can't see him. He's my Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. I will send him to you. He'll teach you all things. He'll bring every word you read in Scripture. He'll be responsible for taking the lid off and revealing what the true meaning behind those Scriptures is. He'll keep you on the right path. When you read, your mind won't take you down somewhere that it shouldn't. You'll understand the Scriptures properly because I'll send my own Spirit to you to teach you and train you. That's a pretty daggone good deal. That's what Easter is about. That's what the resurrection is for. The power of God unto salvation for all them that believe. I don't know how we can't believe. Many witnessed this historical event. Many penned about it. Secular writings wrote about it. Christian people wrote about it. The Bible talks about it. Okay? So here's the deal. So what does it mean to be saved? What does it actually mean to be saved? I'm saved. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm saved. Sanctified. I'm a believer. What is that? What is that? Let's go to Romans 8, I think, because this is the one people use. This is the foundation everybody uses for this thing. Well, I'm going to show it to you a little bit different. It's going to be the same foundation for your salvation, which hopefully will start today. And if you're not sure, you better call up here and make it sure. If I wasn't saved, you know what I'd do? I'd get saved. It's that simple. If I wasn't saved, I wouldn't joke around with it. I wouldn't play around with the maybe, especially in today's world. Man, I'd go ahead and get myself saved. So I know that when I leave here, I'm going to heaven. And because I'm going to heaven, I'm going to make sure my whole family's saved. That way, if I die before them, they die before me, whatever, man. We're going to heaven. We'll be together again for eternity if I do that. I'm going to lock in my salvation because I don't want to be separated from my wife, separated from my kids, or my family for all eternity. I want to spend it with Jesus, and I want them with me. So I'm not only going to get saved, but I'm going to make sure I start spreading it through my family. I'm going to get my family saved. All right? So here's what Paul had to say about it. Romans 8. This is the change that must take place inside of you and needs to begin today if it hasn't yet. Paul said, but what saith it? And what he's saying there, he's saying, how do you speak about it? What say ye? What comes out of your mouth? What confession or what discourse do you set when you open your lips? He said, listen, man, the word is near you. The word of God is right here. The word is at hand. It's in your mouth. Notice the order now. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is what? The word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Notice again, he started the prayer. What do you say? What's your discourse? How do you speak? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Then he comes in 10, he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So he starts this with, what say you? How do you open your mouth? What comes out of your mouth? What discourse do you bring when you open those lips? Huh? What systematic discourse do you set the course of nature on through the power you have in your mouth when you open your lips? That's exactly what he's saying. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. See, the word's in your mouth and in your heart. That's when the word will have authority. That's when the word will have character. That's when the word will have power. Excuse me. The Bible says God is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of your heart. So when you open your mouth with the word of God, but you don't believe it down in your heart, the word has no effect. It comes out. It's a little bit showy. For those maybe watching you or whatever, you sound like you know scripture. Nothing takes place because down in your heart where God discerns your intentions, nothing's there. There's no root system. The word hasn't come in deep enough to take root on your heart. So therefore, when you open your mouth, you're speaking from the root or the heart of God. Now, he calls it the word of faith. Okay? Excuse me. He says, what is in thee? All right? This word is in your mouth. This word is nigh you. This word is in your mouth. This word is in your heart. He says, that is the word of faith which we preach. Now, here's what that means when he says that. He says, the word of faith. The word of faith is the utterance or the implication of a topic. So you're going to speak on a topic. You're going to utter a topic in which it will have persuasion and power because it's going to be the truthfulness of God. You got that? So the word of faith is you uttering the topics or the promises of God found in Scripture, and they have persuasion and credence because they are the truthfulness of God. That's the word of faith. The word of faith is right in front of you. The word of faith is right before you. The word of faith is, you find any promise in this Bible, okay? Well, like, here, this one. We'll just take this one. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. See, that's a promise. So that's a word of faith. You can take that word and you can persuade things. You can say unto this mountain, Jesus said, right? Jesus said, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Why? Because you're going to start with an utterance or a matter of a topic, and you're going to speak that utterance. How? How? With persuasion and credence that's based or found in scriptures, because the scripture is the truthfulness of God. Now think about this. Man is the only living being that has that freedom of choice, that freedom of free will. So you're the only one that will get in your mind and toil with that and spin with that and think, when I say this, is this really the truth? What I find in Scripture, is it coming out of my heart? Am I speaking the foundation of God? Do I mean what I say? Do I believe what I say? Now, here's the thing. Everything you're talking to doesn't do that. This is the battle. When you speak to your mountain, when you speak to your disbelief, when you speak to your sickness, when you speak to your finances, okay, they don't have that privilege or authority that you do to have a mind where they can actually sit and ponder it. They don't have that. God didn't give them the free will. God didn't give them that choice. You have that. The thing you're speaking to, the only choice it has is to obey the word of faith. Come on, somebody listen to me this morning. Now, the only choice that the thing you're speaking to has is to obey the word of faith. When you speak to your sickness, that sickness can't say, well, I don't know if I believe it or not. It has to believe the word of God. The only thing God gave free will or the decision-making ability of choice is you. So when you get your heart saturated with this word of God, and this word of God comes in you and dwells in you richly, where it begins to take root and grow deep down, where it starts to convict your innermost being, every fiber inside of you cleaves to it, and you start to find out that, man, what God says is the truthfulness of God revealed to us in these passages. Now, when you get to that point, okay, excuse me, I had a little tickle. I don't know. The devil does that to me when I come on the air sometimes. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, enemy, in the name of Jesus. You won't touch my throat or tickle my anything. How's that? In the name of Jesus. That's word of faith. Why did I speak it? Because I know down in my heart that I believe what comes out of my mouth is truth, and that I just checked him and put him aside. Because the Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. Now remember, you're the one that toils with that verse. Oh man, is that true? Will he really? You go, no, don't do that, man. If you find it in Scripture, it's a promise of God. That is considered to be, ready, the truthfulness of God. Of who? Of God. Of the supreme divinity, of the almighty authority of all things, has just given you a word which he's put his stamp on, he's put his seal of approval on, and he said, this is my word. I, God, say so. You see that? So you resist that devil in the name of Jesus who had to flee. So here we go. So what is coming out of your mouth? The word's near you now. The word's in your mouth and in your heart. When you get that combination, you got power coming out. What is? The word of faith, which we preach, which we say, which we speak. This is what I'm giving today. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Oh, wait a minute now. So you're telling me that if I shall acknowledge and let the covenant of agreement between God and I come out of my mouth. Come out of my mouth. This is my opening. This is my gate now, right? When you actually look that word mouth up, when you look that up in the Greek, this word mouth attributes it to specifically the front or edge, and then it has in little brackets of a weapon. James talks about it in 3 now. That tongue's a fire. It can set on course it can set on fire the course of nature, whether it be towards your good, to get your healing, to get your life right, to get your family back, or rather it can be towards your bad. Oh, they'll never talk to me again. I'll never talk to them. I can't forgive them after what they did. You're destroying yourself. What's coming out of that mouth, man? And listen, once you get in here, the Bible says what? Be transformed what? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then it says why. It says why after that. It says when you transform your mind and you renew your mind according to Scripture, that you then you'll be the one that will prove the perfect will of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, this is the will of the Father, that you believe on me. He said that you believe on him whom he has sent. That was Jesus. So the reason for this is that when you transform your mind into the likeness and image of Christ, then you transform your tongue because you've transformed your heart. Now you're starting to see the truth. You stayed in your Bible. You buried your face in that Scripture till you found it. You start to speak the truth now. So now he says, okay, now that you've understood the truth of God, you found it in the Scripture, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart, where is that? Where is that? That's in your innermost thoughts and feelings, that God did raise him from the dead, that the Easter message is the truth. Thou shall be saved. Look that word up, saved. It means thou shall be healed. Let me check this out. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you'll believe in your heart that God did raise him from the dead, thou shall be healed. If you'll confess with your mouth, I'm trying to tell you to do this, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, you are Lord. And I believe God did raise you from the dead the third day. Thou shalt be preserved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be made whole. Woohoo! It's got one more. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe with thy heart, now the innermost being of your thoughts and feelings inside that no one knows about but you and God, the real place where you really, who you really are, in your heart, you believe God raised him from the dead, thou shall be delivered. This is the promise. See, now you have found the promise. You found the promise. Now, Paul just said the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith, which we preach, which we herald out loud. We open up and we let that divine truth come out. We herald that divine truth towards whatever it is. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, I say in the name of Jesus, that this sickness that the doctors have put on me shall not stand. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that was resurrection power. Resurrection power has power over what? Death, hell, the grave, sickness, disease, anxiety, worry, trouble, poverty, depression, oppression. Whew, what? So if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, you know, Jesus said in the scriptures, this is what this looks like. Let me put this in now language. Jesus, your word says that the just shall live by faith. That the just shall live by faith. Well, I say that you said over in Mark 11:23 that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if I shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, because Jesus said so, that I shall have whatsoever I say. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be delivered, thou shalt be saved, thou shalt be healed, thou shalt be made whole. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With your innermost being and innermost thoughts, you believe unto justification. This puts you equal with God again. This gets you back in good standing with God again. Your heart. The Bible says God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So now that you've gotten down in your heart and got your belief right? You're back in the right standing. You're in the character of God again. So now with your mouth, with your weapon, okay, with your front edge, with your doorpost or with your opening, open that joker up and confession is made. Profession. You're going to acknowledge what the word says. You're going to come into agreement verbally out loud with what the word says unto what? Unto deliverance, unto being rescued, unto good health, unto being saved. That's what that word means. All those things, delivered, good health, rescued, made one again. You were saved. Then the very next verse says that the scriptures say, this is Romans 10, verse 11, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. When I look around, I see a very loud world, and I see a bunch of very quiet Christians. I think the devil's come in and made us think in our mind, we see the visual of, well, if I'm a Christian, I have to walk very meek and very humble. I have to be very quiet. I can't speak. If I see someone talking out loud or I see someone being rude, I just don't say anything. I just stand there and be quiet. Share some love with them from the truth found in the scripture. The Bible just told you, it's the truthfulness of God unto being delivered. You know, you look at them, look at that loud person and say, hey man, listen, this Saturday, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. And the cross is the way unto salvation or being delivered from whatever may be in you, whatever may be teasing you or taunting you or toiling you, that Jesus loves you. They'll be muzzled in the name of Jesus. They won't know what to say. No one's looked at them in the fit of their rage and right in the eye. Now, you got to be serious now. This has to be in your heart, remember? Confession has to come from the heart. Say, man, Jesus loves you. Muzzle that ox. It says, don't muzzle the ox that's treading out the corn, but the one that's mashing it down, muzzle it. You got to learn to use these scriptures for your good, man. Hear me? Now, notice in verse 8, your new profession was called the word of faith. Okay? That's the utterance, remember, or topic of the persuasion. You're going to persuade the situation by the truthfulness of God. You're working with and working in the word of faith. Okay? Now check this out. What is the word of faith? Hebrews, ready? Go over to Hebrews. I'm trying to find it myself. Go to Hebrews. It says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith, okay? You, remember, you're going to work the word of faith. You're going to speak out loud. You're going to utter with persuasion the truthfulness of God, okay? So faith is the substance of what you're hoping for and the very evidence of what you can't see. So faith is the assurance or the essence. Okay, this is the assurance of this thing now. This is the persuasion. Why is this the assurance, a assurance or essence of a thing? Because it is the out loud spoken persuasion found based on the scripture, which is known to be the truthfulness of God. So faith is me out loud with assurance, bringing forth the truthfulness of God. Now, the thing that I am now hoping for becomes the evidence. Now it comes to pass. It only comes to pass when you believe those things you say found in scripture, those promises are the word of God. They're the truthfulness of God. Then you can manifest the unseen into your world where you can see it. Until you have faith, until you believe, until you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe God raised him from the dead, you don't have the ability. But once you do that, Jesus promised you, you now have the ability to have the assurance of the substance now. Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for, and it will become the very evidence of what you cannot see. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this now. Hebrews 10. Okay, we're going to really drive this thing home. I want you to follow me because I think a lot of us are walking around playing church. A lot of us like to have the title of Christian. It gives us a good standing in a moral society that's very immoral. They think, well, they have a little higher standards. Maybe I'll hire them. They have a little higher morals. Maybe they're good for this role here at this company. Well, God has promises that have power behind them to change your world. You're to be a spirit-speaking game changer. You're to have the power in your mouth based on these scriptures found that are pure truth to bring forth and to bring it forth so God can show what salvation is, so he can deliver, so he can heal. But if you don't know this, if you haven't spent your time in your scriptures to have your mind transformed by the reading of the word, by the renewing of the word, then you don't know how to prove what the good will of God is. So I'm trying to teach you how to, you have to renew the inside. Once you renew the inside, then you can bring forth out of your mouth the things that change the outside. It has to come from the inside out. So somebody needs to take on the responsibility of putting this word in them until it begins to line up and agree with their heart. It gets roots. It gets a foundation. Now you can bring it out of your mouth and make a difference for your brethren. Make a difference for your family. You can bring people into the salvation of God. Once they taste and see the Lord is good, they're going to want him for themselves. But until you've tasted and seen it, you can't talk about something you have not experienced. Now, it is not too late to call up here. If you need a resurrection in your life, not a better time than Easter weekend to call 221-1100 and say, you know what, I need to be that spirit-speaking person. I need to be the one that carries the sword of the Spirit inside. I'll be the one. I'll step up to the plate. I'll take the responsibility of burying my face in this scripture. Every spare moment I have, I'll just eat some more scripture. I'll take it in like good medicine, like a dietary substance. I'll eat that scripture. I'll take me a dose of Hebrews 10:8. I mean Romans 10:8. All right? Take me a dose of Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brother, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. That's the place where God is. That's the Holy of Holies. I now have, because of my transformation of heart and my transformation from the inside, it's given me now boldness. He says, now therefore, brethren, boldness. You enter right into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way. You want that new and living way? Call up here and get it. 221-1100 now. 221-1100 out of town, 888-221-8990. Having therefore boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by what Jesus did on that cross, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. He took all your sins and all your iniquities on him. And now he has become the high priest over the house of God. What? He became the high priest over the house of God. So your healing you're waiting for is located in the house of God. Jesus is the high priest. Now you confess with your mouth with assurance of faith. Listen, the very next verse is, let us draw near with a true heart. See, now you done come in here now. You done got in. You got your heart transformed. You got your mind transformed. Your mouth starting to speak the bold things you're finding in the scriptures. He says, good, good. So according to Hebrews 10:22, I'm going to draw near with a true heart. And I'm going to be full of assurance of faith. I am full of the assurance. I have total confidence of my persuasion or my truthfulness of God that I'm going to herald, that I'm going to proclaim, having my heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. See, I used to think evil conscience. Oh, I can't do this. I'm not good enough to do this. Well, I sinned yesterday. I said a cuss word last Friday. So I have no rights to claim this. Hey, draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with the pure water. What is that? The word. That word will wash your body over, take that sickness out of you so fast. Remove your sickness. He'll heal all your infirmities by this word. You got to wash yourself with this pure word. Now, he says, let us hold fast the very profession we just said out loud. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't you doubt what you said for 1 second, for he is faithful that promised. Again, Hebrews 10:23, he said, now you say it, you find it in this scripture, you claim it, you say it, and you hold fast to it. Let us hold fast the very profession we just said out of our mouth by faith without wavering. Don't doubt it for 1 second, for he's faithful who said it. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. To provoke unto love and good works. See, when you consider the other man, then all of a sudden you're going to look in scripture and go, brother, it says over here, okay, that by this new and living way that we are consecrated, that we're allowed to come in with boldness into the Holy of Holies. So I say to you, be healed in the name of Jesus. You got to get in here and get it, man. If I can help you during the week, listen, trylifeline@gmail.com. That's it. trylifeline@gmail.com. That's it. Try Lifeline, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E, trylifeline@gmail.com. Free counsel, free godly counsel. Send your tithe, send your gift, send your love offering, any financial blessing you'd like to sow into the kingdom of God, and bring it this way so we can sow it for you, so we can help keep this ministry on the air. If there's any abundance, it will go to ministries. It will not go to pockets. I just want to make that clear. We don't use that for that. We strictly serve God with his money. Anything you'd like to send in, any financial gift, send that to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Send your financial, sow your seed to this ministry, and it's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Very easy. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. It's so simple. Listen. This is Easter. This is time to resurrect you from the inside out and become a new bold person speaking the truthfulness of God. Have it in your heart. Get it down where the roots are deep and start handling the situations that have come up in your life. It's time for you to do this. It's time to resurrect a new man or new woman by your mouth and your agreeance and lining up with this word of God. Get in here and find what it says and bring it forth out of your lips. Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your love offering here. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Don't forget, pull us up anytime, on demand, WCNO.com. All right, that's all you got to do. Click on Lifeline. Very easy. Free godly counsel at trylifeline@gmail.com. I love you. Happy Easter.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.